Blog Talk Radio.
Good question, Teresa.
Live. Live.
Are we live? Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Show. Actually, we're the Think and Grow Rich Masterclass Show. Good morning, those of you who are watching live. My name is Dr. Peter A. James. I am the high performance coach, helping you to shift your mindset. But today, we have a master class, and we have a phenomenal show with our phenomenal host panelists. Can't wait to dive into this today, because today, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the brain. So if you are watching here on Facebook Live, or if you are watching here with us on Zoom or even Blog Talk Radio, please take a moment to dive on into this conversation about the brain, how the brain is such a phenomenal tool for you in your life on a day in and day out basis, for sure. But without further ado, I want to just dive into this conversation and introduce our distinguished panelists that you all know so well. And let's begin with Miss Sula to Ursula Odom. Ursula, good morning to you, first of all. And then I want to ask you to introduce yourself, but also tell me, when I talk about this chapter on the brain, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Good morning. Yes, I am Ursula Odom, CEO of Sula 2, and we make all new in everything we do, in that we capture those stories about you, and we bring them back and share them with the world. That's what we do in any form that we can, from videos to books to legacy walls. And so when I think about the brain, it's all-encompassing, because the brain controls everything as far as I see it. Because from physical to emotional to talent, it's all there. And I'm looking forward to having a conversation about that this morning.
Ooh, already. A lot of stuff there, Ursula, with the talent and the depth of this. We're gonna go deep into the brain this morning, and someone has already injected into my brain that maybe we need to talk about telepathy a little bit later on in our conversation. But Mr. Galen Bingham, good morning to you, sir. Definitely tell the audience who you are, but then also tell us your thoughts about the brain.
Yeah, so good morning. My name is Galen Bingham. I am the CEO of Kill Global Coaching and Consulting. I help leaders bake success into their work and life. And this is a topic that actually extends for me beyond this book. I've really come to admit to myself that the more that I learn about the brain, the less I actually know. And we'll talk about that a little bit more, but there is a part of our knowledge. There's a part of how our brain works that we just have to surrender to. And the more we believe we understand everything that's working for us and everything that's working against us, the more that we think we know what those things are, the less we can actually function, because there's so much that we don't know. So I'm really excited about this, as I am with every conversation. And I just encourage everyone to grab a book and strap in.
When you said that, Galen, it made me think that our brains, no pun intended, have a mind of their own. And it's interesting, because, you know, I could go to sleep and in the morning be thinking about something that I went to sleep thinking about, or was reading before I went to bed, or a movie that I watched before I went to bed. And the brain just kind of takes it from there and just manifests it in some form or fashion overnight. while we're sleeping, right? Go figure. But Ms. Ann, I know you are really passionate about the brain. Yeah, I've heard you and I have had conversations about what we inject into it. Definitely, of course, you probably need no introduction. However, let our audience know who you are and give us your initial thoughts on the brain.
Ann McNeil, the master wealth builder, helping you to build a stronger and wealthier business and life, and actually in every area of your life. And I help entrepreneurs get greater clarity in their highest income producing areas of their business and their life. Napoleon Hill shares with us, this first thing that comes to my mind about the brain. He says that greatness is the ability to first recognize, second, the power of my own brain, embrace it, and then use it. And that really, for me, epitomizes this whole subject we're going to discuss today, and I just cannot wait to get started. So, Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, thank you.
Good stuff. We're gonna dive on in, but first, I want to look at all of these principles, all of these steps in this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, that we dive into every single week at this time. Definitely, for those of you, this is your first time watching, please don't be a stranger. Join us on a regular basis. But Ursula, I want to go back to you really quick, and maybe you can introduce these principles, these steps to us and to the audience, and maybe give us a little reason why they are so. This book is so important to new readers.
Some say that when you use a coach, that you collapse years into days. Think and Grow Rich is a book that collapses years and years and lifetimes into a few pages that we can use as a coach combined with the sessions that happen here on Saturdays. So, what are those principles? That's what we need to remind ourselves of every week. Even when we dive into one chapter, we need to remember what the others are, and that's what you're about to hear. How does it all fit? So.
As we wait on these three to play.
The magic of computers and how sometimes they do not follow instructions.
Actually, the technology has a mind of its own as well.
Yes, it does. Okay, so then it is up to me if it's to be. Chapter one is desire. How bad do you want it? Two, faith. If you don't believe it, your brain won't either. It's the visualization and belief in the attainment of desire. Three, auto-suggestion, taking control of your subconscious mind. It's self-administered stimuli, meaning that you can control it. Four, specialized knowledge, using the talent, the abilities, the smarts that the Lord gave you. And the kids would say, use it what you got to get what you want. Five, imagination. Freedom to dream and to create. It's the workshop of the mind. Six, organized planning. The crystallization of desire into action. You can want it all you want, but if you don't take action, what happens? And once you've decided what to do, when you've organized the plan, then you've got to decide to actually take action. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. It's the mastery of procrastination. Number eight, persistence. Hang in there. You can get there. It will happen. You just have to make sure that you don't quit like the person that quit 3 feet from goal. 9, the power of the mastermind. Persistence creates faith. Faith produces power. And the power is essential for success in the accumulation of money. The power of the mastermind. 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. And we never can get past that without stumbling.
It's the brain. It's the brain.
It's the brain. It's muscle memory going, oh, what did you just say? The mystery of sex transmutation. And what I say is chase your dreams like you chase the love of your life. Okay. 11, the subconscious mind. What and whose words are rolling around in your head? 12, the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. You send and you receive. And 13 is the sixth sense, the most mysterious of them all, but it is a temple of wisdom. So we are talking about step number 12 today, the brain.
Good stuff, Ursula. Thank you so much for diving into those 13 steps, ladies and gentlemen. If you have never had a chance to peruse the pages of this phenomenal text, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, please pick one up. It's Black Friday. You can pick one up this weekend and going into the holiday season. You can give it as a gift. We'll have a link for it in the chat shortly. Dive on in, and you'll really kind of grasp what Ursula was just talking about with those 13 steps. Also, those of you who are watching, our audience members, please don't hesitate to join us in this conversation. Inject some powerful questions or comments that will definitely help build on this conversation. And we already have one from Stephen A. Stephen, thank you so much for the question. And you asked about the difference between the brain and the mind. And so I'll even take a first stab at it, and then I'm going to pass the baton over to Galen really quick. And the brain is actually the physical manifestation, the what's inside of your skull, your cranium there. That's the brain, the physical part of it. The mind is probably more what we are referring to when we're thinking about our thought, our perceptions, our imagination, your determination, all the thinking, the what really goes on in order for you to take action and do accomplish the things that you need to. That's what's going on in your mind. So there definitely is a differentiation there, Stephen. So thank you so much for diving in first with that powerful, powerful question. Galen, so that was a pretty deep already. We're going deep already. What are your thoughts on those differences there moving forward?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, this has been a focus of study of mine for several years, and I've actually spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to research and determine the answer to that very question. And so I'm going to give that answer to our audience for free. So here's the answer. You might want to take some notes. The answer is I have no idea. I have no idea the difference between the brain and the mind. I think what you said was dead on. But the thing that I'm latching on to is the fact that I don't have to understand the difference. What I do need to understand is how do I activate, whether it's the brain or the mind, how do I activate what I have to what Ursula said, how do I activate what I have to achieve what I am trying to achieve? And this book really does outline those steps beautifully. And there's actually this on page 221, it talks about the greatest forces are intangible. We get so mesmerized, as Napoleon Hill articulates here, we get so mesmerized by those things that we can see and those physical things that are in front of us and the things that we want to, quote unquote, think about, that we don't pay enough attention to those things that we don't understand, that we can't see, that just seem to work, and how do you activate those and those assets. And time has proven that those are the things that have the biggest impact. I can get into this deeper, and I will a little bit later on, but I'm going to turn this back over to you.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Galen. We're gonna dive in even further. Great conversation already. Great discussion. Yeah, Stephen even piggybacked on that and said that mind is really where the differentiation is between that conscious and that subconscious. Subconscious, of course, being another chapter in Think and Grow Rich. Miss Ann McNeil, this conversation between brain and the mind, what does it conjure up in you? As you come off of mute, yes, ma'am.
Yes. I was laughing so hard I had to literally mute myself because Galen hit the nail on the head. And I think for me, the difference is whatever it means to each of us receiving the question, right? Mm. So for me, it really becomes a matter of, like Napoleon Hill tells us about the brain itself, viewing it as a broadcasting station and a receiving station for thought. But when you dig into that question a little bit more about what is it and what's the difference, when you think about the fact that your brain is actually sending, your creative imagination is actually forming and receiving to give us the manifestation. And then you get into naturally, the principle we discussed previously was the power of that auto-suggestion and that self-talk. So coming to his question, I go back to what I opened the program with, and Napoleon Hill talked about greatness being for each of us the ability to recognize the power of your own brain, and this is to the person that asked the question, and then in that, being able to embrace that power and use it, and your own brain and your own mind, that mind having a conscious and a subconscious to it, but how do you use it? And that's really what I'd like for us to discuss as relates to the question. So let me just go to the how-to as we go on to other co-hosts. How do you actually use it, though? See, that, I think, is the real question. When Aristotle and Socrates talked about know thyself, and even the word tells us to know thyself. And knowing thyself is really learning to understand how do you use your own mind. So let me talk about how I use my mind as we kick this off. Starting with the desire. I'm learning from these principles is that everything is built on that desire principle. Because in order for me to activate my own mind, I must have a desire, a definite purpose, a group of definite chief aims in order to magnify. I call it fanning the flame. But just imagine that your mind, your brain, you want to call it that, is, call it like a wood or paper. You want to set on fire. You want to magnify. You want to energize. Pour some fuel on it. And then fan the flame with this imagination and this creativity, but all focus on whatever it is that you desire. And then from the desire, right, going straight through the six steps to riches. Because if I know what it is I want, if I'm clear about what I'm going to do to get it, I'm a contractor by profession, that's what I do for a living. If I know exactly what I'm going to do, if I know exactly when I want it by, doesn't mean I'm going to get it by then, but I have a definite date and I'm willing to be held accountable. And then number four, I have a definite set of plans that goes to organized planning. And then I'm going to take that and I'm going to wrap it up into an affirmation as step number five. And the power of the auto-suggestion says I am going to recite that a minimum of twice a day, once a Sunday time, once when I arise in the morning, and then once when I go to bed at night. And to me, that is how I crystallize, if you will, the difference in my mind and my brain and how I use it. Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, thank you so much for that little bit of a clarification there, which was very deep, of course, there, Anne. You know, Ursula, we're going to go back to you and talk a little bit about this brain and how we're using it. Ms. Ann said some things there about what we're injecting into it. And I'll even talk about myself, and then I'll ask you about yourself first, if you don't mind. I'm very futuristic thinking. It's easy for me to strategize and plan. And so when I work with clients, that comes very naturally to me. I have to be very conscious about remaining in the present, telling my brain, my mind, to, hey, be here in the moment, enjoy this moment, realize this moment to a certain extent. And so I practice different strategies, whether it's affirmations, meditation, or even just being quiet in order to do so. And I inject that type of stimuli into my brain intentionally. So I guess my question to you, Ursula, is what are some things that you inject into your brain in order to accomplish your goals, your dreams, your desires as well?
Well, mine goes back to my grandmother, as does most things in my life. Somehow, some way, she got me to believe that the Bible was sacred. I know that sounds a little strange, but meaning that if I had a bad dream or if life was not treating me well and I was just afraid of what was under the bed, I put a Bible under my pillow and the next day it would be all okay. I believe that as a child, and if it gets rough to this day, I might just do the same thing. Put that Bible under there, and somehow the forces go to work on nothing but your own brain. So I actually use that in business, and thinking about the question and anticipating having to answer that, I thought about the fact that when I was in computer programming, I would have this problem, and you know, if you know anything about computers, you know, problems can present themselves and be very adamant. I mean, just do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again until you break that cycle. And one particular time I remember where some action was happening and people couldn't figure it out, and I used my creative imagination to think about it, went to sleep on it, woke up and said, you know what's happening? This record is annihilating that record, and it's annihilating that record. There are three transactions that are coming through, but we're only seeing one. So what's going on in the background seems invisible or is invisible to our analytical process. And they laughed at me, girl, no, that's not happening. And guess what? It did. Transaction one came in, transaction two came in, and just deleted the first one, and the third one came in and deleted the second one. So the first two people didn't know was coming through until I recreated the problem. So thinking on it is a real thing for me. To this day, if I have something that I'm working on that I'm tired or I just don't seem to be getting through or I just need something, a little bit of to go with it, I go to sleep and think about it. Because I know when my eyes are closed, my brain is in action. And I just work with it.
It really is. It's interesting. We've talked about this month as we've gone through the brain, how we are often careless about what we allow to be injected into our brains. We are, whether it's the radio, the TV, or some other stimuli that we are not conscious about. I've found myself lately being very intentional. So if I'm driving in the car, I'm not really turning the radio on as quickly as I used to. I'm good with silence nowadays because I know I'm cognizant of what the radio injects into our minds. And is that always positive? I'm afraid to say that most times it's negative. Right.
In fact, I'm real happy you said that because I'm almost doing an experiment right now because it's football season and we're locked down and people want to watch football and what have you. And I don't use, okay, how do I put this? I don't look at TV except at something I want to look at, meaning that the on-demand works for me because I can binge watch studying something or that I'm interested in. But having the, I went out and bought one of these things that would allow you to have local channels and what have you. And I sit there and I watch what they do. They sell to you 50% of the time. And you can move. I mean, you can get out of the room. But the point is those commercials are just constant and over and over and over again. I don't know, I unplugged that thing. It's like, oh, no, it's not going to do that to me. And I'm like you. I will not have anything going on when I'm sleeping and I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
no,
that's good.
Not gonna do it.
Good stuff. Galen, the brain has a tendency to pick up on stuff that we don't even know it's picking up on. So what are you injecting into your brain, sir?
Yeah, you know, gosh, this is going to sound like it's the total opposite of what you and Ursula have just been talking about, but I usually try to reach out to as many different places as possible because, you know, there is a concept from one place might help me understand something in another place, and I find that I tend to be really, really good at synthesizing. You know, so even just today, I was taking some notes just as I was listening to you guys already, and I was thinking about these other areas that I'm much more familiar with and how they might help me understand the brain and how the brain works and the power of this intangible, these intangible forces Orland Hill talks about. And when we talk about sports teams, like Ursula was talking about, we always talk about their statistics, their athletic ability, whatever the case might be. But then we say, but then they've got this chemistry, right? This extra thing that we can't really describe. And chemistry is what makes the difference between success and failure. When we talk about Christianity, we talk about all these scripture, we talk about all these platitudes. But then we say that there's this spirit that we can't really describe or explain, but that's the real power associated with this idea of Christianity. I'm fortunate to spend some time this past weekend with my family, and my daughter got to hang out with her grandmother and grandfather, and so they were doing some cooking, and they all had the recipe, and we were following the recipe. Then my mom would say, "But you got to put some love into it. You got to put this extra thing that's not in the recipe, and that's what makes the difference." So for me, I try to expand the avenues that I pull information from. The music I listen to is pretty eclectic, but I spend a lot of time with jazz. But just I try to just learn from as many different places as I can, because those principles, those concepts that I pick up, might help me understand something that I'm struggling with later on.
May I respond to that? You actually proved the point, because you're in total control of what you put into your brain. And if you had something constantly interrupting you while you were observing this process around that, you know, kitchen table as they were cooking, you know, you would be distracted. So you control what goes into your brain. And that's what I was talking about, being able to decide that I want to look at I don't want to advertise this. Look at something and pick that I want to look at everything having to do with Mary McLeod Bethune. I don't want to hear anything else. I want to hear that because that's what I'm studying that day. Or if I just want to binge watch and watch a love story, I want to do that too because that feeds, you know, my sense of calm. But it's still me in control of the environment. And that's what we were talking about, and that's what I heard you say, being in control.
Yeah. And then also to that point, Ursula, I mean, part of the study that I've done suggests that every stimuli that we receive, we hang on to, right? We never, ever lose anything. It gets filed. It gets stored. My dad used to say a lot, when you have an experience, file it and keep it for later, right? But we just never know when we're going to need that thing. And so even when I'm sitting and listening to the radio, you know, listening to something that my daughter wants to listen to, right? Typically it's not jazz. But listening to something that she wants to listen to, yeah, I'm conscious of the lyrics. I'm conscious of what they're talking about. but I'm even open to there might be a way that they're phrasing the lyrics that I might need to have that phrasing when I'm explaining a leadership concept to another client. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm just open to the idea that everything is going to work to my good. Everything is going to somehow contribute to what I'm needing to do later on. And so I'm just open to that. I'm open to the magic.
Okay. To that point, and I promise I'll give it back to you in a minute, Peter. but you just said something that is an example of how I use the brain. When someone says something to me, a lot of times I may not have a solution for them. They may be asking me for a solution, and I have none at that point, or they're telling me about something that they do. I systematically will say to them, well, what that means is now that I know, I'll file it away. And I know that at some point when, because it's like the blue car, now that I know this piece of information, when the situation arises where that situation, that information can be repeated or used, then I'll bring it out. And I may be able to make a connection between people that I would not have made that connection with or to, or between the two of them, if I had not heard it. But I had no solution at the moment, and I knew it. And I told the person, I have no solution, but I'm filing away now that I know it.
There you go. That's it. Hey, I'm reminded, and then we're going to end this one-on-one conversation. but man, you know, I'm reminded of I watched there's a documentary on Quincy Jones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm very, very big into music, and he happened to play a bit with Miles Davis, who's another, you know, member of my Invisible Board of Directors. But Quincy Jones, he had this conversation about this piece that he composed, and he said, you know, I only write 80% because I want to leave 20% for God to come in the door. Because that's where the magic happens, and people pay for the magic. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is just so powerful. And I do a lot of training with leaders. I do a lot of training programs, leadership talks, that kind of thing. And so many times people are asking me, what are the words that you're going to say? Give me a script of the words you're going to use. Well, I can give you 80%. But I'm going to leave 20% for the conversation to evolve based upon what's needed. And I think that that's how the brain works. You know, if we only hang our head on that we totally understand, then I think we're missing the magic. We're missing that space for God to come into the conversation, and that's when the magic happens.
And this is some magic that we're trying to recreate this morning. We're hoping that this conversation manifests and evolves. Miss Ann, I guess it's time for you and I to have a conversation amongst ourselves as well. But one of the things that I think about, as Galen has even mentioned about the spirit and like minds, there's some magic that happens when all minds in the room are on the same page. I'm looking at this definition of telepathy, which is the purported vicarious transmission of information from one person to another using any known human sensory channels or physical interaction. So whether it's the spirit, as Galen had mentioned, or the masterminds that we are so privy to, what happens? What's this thing that the mind does when you have a friend or a partner who's close by and another partner or a team, and we're all on the same page? What happens? Any thoughts on that, LeBan?
Oh, you talking to me?
I'm asking you, yes. You are the master builder. I think you can master our way through that question there, right?
Well, actually, if you go to page 220, the author says, thought manifests itself as electrical energy within the human brain. only highly intensified or energized thought impulses are transmitted, here we go,
right,
from one brain to another through this mysterious and still not understood process. Thought which has been modified or stepped up by any of the major emotions is the only type of thought which passes from one brain to another through the broadcasting machinery of the human brain. And I shared that. It's interesting you asked that question, and I had this marked in my book, because to me that explains the question you're asking about the power of the mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a group of minds, even two minds, and going to what Galen talked about, when you have two minds or brains, you actually have a third. The power, that's the magic that the artists have tapped into, that the musicians have tapped into, that the theologians have tapped into, that business owners and masterminders have tapped into. And so that would be my response to your question, Peter, because, again, I keep going back to that's where the power and the greatness is.
Let's stay on that a little bit, and if you could bless the audience with how you manifest that in your own life, because they might, I might need some examples on how to get that powerful connection so that all minds are moving in the same direction. How do you allow that to manifest in your own life?
Well, actually for me, I start with what is it that I desire? Is it money? Is it a product? Is it a service? Is it a person? Now, I'm going to tell this story, and she knows who I'm talking about. We will not call anybody's name. But in my organization, I had a need for certain I did not have. Nobody on my team had. So we started with desire. I started with desire. I wrote that desire in great detail of exactly what type of skill I wanted. And for me, going back to the power of these principles, Napoleon Hill and Clement Stone, when we do the research, they would go back and forth about what's the most powerful principle. Is it desire and faith? This is Hill. Or is it the positive mental attitude? Positive. So we can have individuals in our circle that are skilled, but they don't have a positive mental attitude that creates that glue.
Yeah.
So for me, what I do is I go back to desire and I write what I desire. Then I go to that next step, and it is not rocket science. It's right here in the book, 6 Steps to Riches. And riches does not have to be money. So for me, that's how I use that. Now, naturally, I met the person. I tried to employ them. They were not having it. They were just too busy. But the universe, the spirit, God, created an opportunity for that person unknowingly to join us. Now, this applies in our lives in every single area. It doesn't matter if it's a mate, or a child that may be wayward, and some people are like, okay, well, what do I do with that? Work within. See, for me, I work on myself. For those of you that know me, I mean, it's a daily joy, literally. Can't wait to wake up. But I literally sit for ideas, like Napoleon Hill tells us about the guy was paid literally millions of dollars to do nothing but sit for ideas. But how many of us are willing, Peter,
yeah,
to tap into our brain and literally have a desire and then sit in quiet and record the ideas that come, broadcasting and sending. So I'm sending out my desire. The universe, through all of you, masterminders, right? you're sending back to me without any words ever spoken. That goes to your mental telepathy.
Yeah.
How do you explain it? I have no idea. I just, going back to Gayla's point, I don't know how the brain works. I just know it works. But only if I tap into my desire, because it cannot work, Peter, Galen, Ursula, and thank you for joining us again, but it cannot work if I don't desire anything. Just imagine. Payroll, didn't have it, desired it, it showed up. Small amount, large amount, larger, larger, larger amount. What if I didn't have a desire? So I hope that's helpful in anybody that's listening. What is it that you want? By when, and what are you willing to do? We want to make absolutely clear. We're not talking about woo, 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 just sit here and don't get up and move your feet by faith. So those are just some thoughts in terms of what I do, Peter.
Some deep thoughts from Ann McNeil. Those of you who need a little reiteration of it, do you have that belief, that desire for whatever it is that you desire to accomplish, want to accomplish? Do you have that deep level of desire and motivation? And then, as she also mentioned, are you willing to sit in that desire, in that, in order for it to manifest? Desiring it enough, but also the willingness to sit. And what I like about this is the, and going back to what she said earlier in her statement, was the electricity, as the text talks about, the electrical energy that only exists in the human mind. And I think that is also probably the answer to my question. When you have that mastermind, when you have that team, when you have that church who are all on the same wavelength, that electricity moves in the same way. I also think about it, as Ms. Ann had mentioned, about your mate stores or a partner. The book talks about sex transmutation. Think about it from that perspective, and that electricity that you know that happens when you find that right partner. You can't even describe it, but it's there, right? Ursula, you know, as you think about this telepathy conversation, I know you are really connected within our history. What does this scream to you?
Well, when you talk about telepathy, however you pronounce that word, one of the things I've often said is that life is so fantastic. I cannot say what does or does not exist with any kind of definitiveness, but that invisible thing is real. I've had it play out too many times in my life for me to say that it doesn't exist. And you mentioned electricity. I use somewhat of a similar example when people say, well, that's not real, I don't believe in that. I say, well, sit on your phone and see if it doesn't ring. You may not see that happening, but it'll get to your phone. That invisible energy, whatever that is, it gets to your phone. And I think we're, as a society, believe in that which we make, but that which we do not understand, we don't believe. And I think that's where we're losing our abilities to tap into that infinite source. And as recently as yesterday, I thought about something and someone, and it was in a form of, what can I do to help that person? And then as I got up to put my phone back on the charger, I stood up and the phone rang, and my daughter was talking and thinking about the same person. We were working on the same problem at the same time. And literally she was dialing the phone as I was putting it back. And so how do you explain that? You don't. You just go with it.
We often like to call it being on the same wavelength. But I think that's just the surface statement. I think that there's really a lot of truth to being on the same page with like-minded individuals. And I think it's so important, as this text talks about, the power of the mastermind, surrounding yourselves with like-minded individuals who are on the same trajectory, same path in order to accomplish those desires, those dreams, and those things you're motivated about. Galen,
I'm going to say something that is a little bit off or out of character for me. I'll put it like that. There is a physical truth that I am aware of for young people, young women, when they're of childbearing age, that if they're around each other long enough, that they become cycled together.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something going on that put all of these people that are in a group together on the same time schedule, the same wavelength. How does that happen? What is that?
I've seen that happen in my house.
You know?
I've seen that happen in my own house.
Peter.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, going back to the brain and the power of thought, I want to just go back to something we discussed before the program started. I just put a link in the chat. Thank you, Ursula, because I think every woman who's listening to this can say, actually, why don't we take a survey? For those of you who are in the chat, can you just say Me Too, men or women, based upon what Ursula said, and Peter came and gave his amen. just say Me Too in the chat, whether you're live or as a part of Zoom. But before we start wrapping up, I just put a link in the chat, and Laverne, if you can help me share this. While we were sharing, I did find the link. And the link, we talked about the power of thought and how powerful it is. And so in the chat, I placed a link from a study that was done. And for those of you who are listening, we do a pre-show conversation before we come on to share with all of you. And in preparation for that show, we talked about the fact that one thought begets another thought. So Galen made a comment, and his comment reminded me, this is the power of thought. One thought begets another thought that begets another thought that begets another thought. And if we're not careful, each of these thoughts can take us spiraling down or like a ladder stair step going up. And so I shared this thought of the power of thought, and I read or somewhere about the power of an experiment that was done, which I have it here. And it says that through the 1980s, Dr. Masaru Emoto performed a series of experiments observing the effect of words, prayers, music, and the environment on crystalline structures of water. So what we were talking about, and this is going back to the power of the brain and the power of our thoughts. The experiment showed how positive thoughts impacted a body of water in a positive, beautiful way. The opposite experiment showed negative, benign, nasty thoughts, defeat thoughts, doubts, and fears. Put in the water. No, nobody touched the water. Nothing but thought. Created negative energy in the water. And through this experiment, they were able to recognize the difference. Now, I just wanted to share that because when we started talking about all these different things, I'm not going to repeat them. Imagine what's happening in each of your mind, your body, your spirit, as you allow all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of words, all kinds of music, all kinds of activity, yours and others, to impact you without your permission and or knowledge. So I just wanted to just share that, Peter, because I think it's so powerful before we wrap this chapter up to go to infinite intelligence. I think that it's empowering that we understand. Now, you don't have to do anything about it, but you cannot say you did not know mm-hmm. why you're in the state you're in.
Mm.
And you also cannot say you don't know how to get out, because every single Saturday we come on and we share with you powerful success principles. And I'm going to wrap up with this. Peter, in preparation for this, I was listening to some recordings, a lot of different people, and all of a sudden I realized that everybody that I was listening to was a student of this philosophy. Let me say it again. Everybody that I was listening to was a student of this. Earl Nightingale was a friend of Napoleon Hill. Jim Rowan came out of Napoleon Hill. Name anybody you know that you listen to or watch. If you go back into their life and their history, you're going to find this book. You're going to find Napoleon Hill or Laws of Success. I am listening to The Scrolls, The Greatest Salesman. Al Mandino is one of my favorite authors. He works for Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill. So this week I was listening to Jack Canfield. Jack Canfield worked for, I just found this out this week, and that's what put me on this study. Jack Canfield worked for Clement Stone. Clement Stone was the back, if you will, bone in business later in life for Napoleon Hill. What's the point that I'm making? Your brain. You have greatness in you. But the question is, will you recognize it, embrace it, and use it? So thank you, Peter.
Wow, good stuff. Yeah, you had me going in 100 different directions. You had my brain going in 100 different directions because I started thinking about those authors that I read, those individuals that I listen to on a regular basis, and who, what their brain lineage is to a certain extent. And then you also finished it off with the state that you are in or have been in recently, especially in 2020 when there's been so much stimuli coming at us left and right everywhere, can put us in a depressive state.
If you let it, right.
Exactly. If you let it. So now what are you doing to change that narrative? What are you looking to inject into your brain in order to change that narrative consistently, regularly, intentionally, right? And so that's what's so important now moving forward. You can't change the past, but now moving forward, what are you deciding to do? Galen.
Yeah.
I know that you're in on this conversation wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Thought you were asking me because
But also tell us about this annual meeting a little later on as well.
Yeah, so yeah, couple things. One of the things that I'm thinking a lot about, because obviously my brain drifts to leadership pretty easily. Doesn't take much, a stiff breeze and I'm there. But one of the quotes that I enjoy is by this guy John Buckham, who is an iconic leader in Canada. And he said the task of leadership is not to put greatness into humanity, but to elicit it, because greatness is already there. And so and for me, that means for my leaders as well as for me as a person, if I am my job, my mode should be to always be trying to find what's the greatness in all of these areas of life. How can I get the information that I need from all of these places that already have the greatness there? And I think a great example of that is this annual meeting that we talk about every week, where like-minded people will get together and they will all converge on the same room at the same time in Boca Raton with the specific purpose to help you manifest and put some detailed plans around how you can achieve these goals that you've said that you desire. That is absolutely the most productive use of your time. That's the most productive use of I think it's like $150 that you normally have to spend. And I hear rumbling that there's even a Black Friday special that if you act now or act this weekend or act before the deadline, you're going to get this at an incredibly, incredibly reduced rate. But I think the power of just getting around like-minded people who are all focused on helping you, number one, achieve the goals that you say that you're trying to achieve, and then number two, hold you accountable for executing against those goals. Because let's face it, a dream without a plan is just a hallucination. And we don't have time for it. No one has time to be hallucinating. So they're going to help you articulate your goal. They're going to help you put plans in place to execute against your goal. And then they're going to hold you accountable because when you come back the following year, before you start talking about these new plans that you have, they're going to ask you, you know, hold up, wait a second. What did you do with the last goals that you told us about the previous year? And if you can't address what you've done against that plan, it's going to be really, really hard to sell them or convince them that these new plans are actually going to happen. So I would absolutely encourage everyone to commit the time, commit the mental space, commit the small amount of money that it's going to require for you to be a part of this annual meeting for your life. And do you want to talk more about this this special pricing that we were talking about before?
Absolutely, absolutely, Galen. I am convicted. That's what I am. I am convicted. Last week we had a phenomenal guest on, Ms. Valencia Gibbs, and she talked about her experience with our Clarity Mastermind. And the more she talked, the more I realized that I am robbing people by not sharing this annual meeting and the different products and services that we provide. Because while listening to her, I realized it's not about me and any limitations, doubts, or fears that I have. It really is about service in and for the benefit of others and creating a place for people to come. So we have created a Black Friday special. Special will only last until the 1st of December. So even if you are wavering and you're not sure, register anyway. Register anyway. So we're going to bring up the flyer for that Black Friday special for this event that Galen talked about. And Galen, thank you for volunteering to be one of our co-hosts during that day as a table host. And for those of you that have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, when Galen shared what we do there, it's a place for you to sit, learn your life in writing, exactly what you say you're going to do. But what did you do in 2020 in each area of your life? What are you planning on doing in 2021 through 25, through 35, through 2045? I'm working on what will I do when I'm 92 and the plan is already written, right? It was written 40 years ago. I'm in my 40th year right now. And as I read Napoleon Hill's words and I read where he talked about 20 years, well, I've done 20 years now twice, right? And so many others have done the same thing. When you listen to Bob Proctor and Les Brown and all of these greats, they're no greater than you. They just had a plan. They wrote it down. They surrounded themselves with individuals who are willing to hold them accountable. We are willing to hold you accountable, but only if you show up. Right? Only if you show up. So, Laverne, if you have the JPEG, you can share it. If we're not able to share it, then you can go to our website at internationalmastermindders.com. I'd also like to encourage all of you to join our Facebook group. That's the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Association. Join our Facebook group and participate with us as every single Friday, 52 weeks at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, we hold each other accountable for one goal and reading one thing. And I'm saying this because you don't have to wait until the end of the year for accountability. We come on here every single Saturday. You can join us here, and you can join us on Friday. We give you so many opportunities to join us. And with coaches like Peter and Galen and Bikin and Ursula, you have no excuse to say you don't know where to go and get help. Everybody's going to put their information in the chat and on the Facebook. So if you're looking for someone to help you to achieve your goals, if it's about leadership, you must connect with our co-host, Galen Bingham. If it's about a better quality of life in your business, you must connect with Peter. And, of course, if you have anything you want to share with the world, whether it's audio, video, a document regarding your history and also your current and future, you must connect with Ursula. So, again, internationalmasterminders.com. That's the Black Friday special. I'm not going to give you the pricing. You have to look it up for yourself, because if I tell it to you, then listen, it's only good between now and the 1st of December. And after the 1st, it goes back to the regular price. All right, so thank you. Thank you, Galen, and thank you, Peter.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And for those of you who are looking for that flyer, it is in the chat. It is on Facebook Live. The link for that Black Friday special for the annual accountability meeting is there waiting on you. And so are we. We'll be there waiting on you. And I love what Ann just said a little while ago. You can be the Tony Robbins. You can be the Bob Proctor. You can be the Napoleon Hill. But your mind has to be in the right place. And then you have to be able to surround yourself with the right people. Oftentimes, we just let circumstance dictate our future. Listen, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I am going to lead my trajectory, and I'm going to begin by using my brain, by surrounding myself with like-minded individuals who are on that same trajectory as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out by now, we have gone over a little bit, but our wheels are down now. We're looking to conclude this phenomenal conversation, and I want to start off with Ursula. Ursula, let us know how we can stay in touch with you, number one, but also, two, what are some aha moments in this conversation today?
So I'll do the easy one first. You can reach me at Sula2.com. And on YouTube, follow me, subscribe, like, and click the bell. And if you search for Sula space 2, S-U-L-A space T-O-O, I have several things that are going on out there. And as far as today's aha, it's all over the place. I mean, it's like,
your brain's all over the place. Your brain is everywhere.
Yeah. Peter, you said something. Galen, Ann is like, oh my gosh. I have to unpack these as the day goes on, because there were so many things
powerful
that were said that were life changing or potentially life changing or at least life affirming. And that's why a lot of times I will go back and review or re-listen to the day's show, because there's so much that comes through that, oh, I might have missed that. And I suggest you do that too. All right.
Good stuff, Ursula. Thank you so much. And encourage our listeners, our audience, don't hesitate to go back through to this show or previous shows. They're all out there for you. Galen, how do we get in touch with you? But what rose to the surface from this conversation today?
Yeah, you know, this show had me with Ursula saying that great coaches collapse years into days. Mm-hmm. And I think the same is true for all of these books that we're talking about, Napoleon Hill, Clement Stone, Anthony Robbins, all of these people they're collapsing years worth of research into days and into morsels. I'm Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist. You can connect with me at galen@killglobalcoaching.com. I'm also releasing a brand new project. It is a brand new podcast. It's called Whiskey, Jazz, and Leadership. It is going to be unlike anything that I've done before, where I'm just going to bring together the three things that I tend to talk about a lot, the three things that I enjoy, and we're just going to hit people with that morsel, that key distillation of knowledge and wisdom. I'm going to bring in my friends. I've got friends all over the place that do a lot of amazing things, and they're gonna share their insights over a glass of whiskey as we listen to jazz. And I'm even going to draft you, Dr. Peter James, to be one of my first guests. So definitely encourage people to check out and look for that podcast. It's definitely on Spotify already, but it's expanding to all these other platforms, and that's what I'm working on right now.
What a dangerous conversation, whiskey, jazz, and leadership. I can't wait for it there, Galen and McNeil. How do we stay in touch with you, one? But this was a powerful conversation. I know you got some words of wisdom for us, some parting words.
I give you how to connect with me in following Ursula's leadership in regards to building out my YouTube channel, which is, y'all continue to pray for me with that because it's trial and error. But inch by inch, it's about progress, not perfection, according to Julia Cameron's words. You can reach me by text is best if you're interested in getting my six keys, which helps you to understand how to use your brain. You can text me at 55678, and in the message, just put the word Ann, A-N-N, in quotation. My takeaway, I will end the same way I started because it's very dear to me, the quote. Every single one of you have greatness in you. And Napoleon Hill shares that your greatness is found in your ability to recognize the power of your own mind or brain. Embrace it and use it. Thank you.
Good stuff as always, Ann McNeil. What a phenomenal show. What a powerful show. Listen, I didn't even know the show was going to evolve like this. So to Galen's credit, you know, when we inject a thought and another thought becomes another thought and another idea becomes another conversation. That's what happened today. And I think it manifested some beautiful ideas, goals that we can inject into all of our lives. My name is Dr. Peter A. James. I am the high performance coach. You can reach me at shiftyourmindset.com or on any social media platform at Dr. Peter A. James. That's at DrPeterAJames. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just been a part of the Think and Grow Rich Master Class, where we come together at the end of every month and on the fourth or fifth Saturday of every month and pontificate on this month's principle. This happened to be the brain today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you were able to glean, take away something that you can apply for your life today. But don't be a stranger. Join us next week, Saturday, and every Saturday morning at the same time, same channel, and become a part of this mastermind. Yes, you can be a part of this mastermind as well. Don't forget about the links. Don't forget about the Black Friday special for the Think and Grow Rich annual accountability meeting, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Stay safe. Take care.
Goodbye.